The Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors met in regular session on Wednesday, April 15th, and following that meeting, KCSI spoke with Superintendent Ron Lorenz, and he tells us about several of the new business items from that meeting.
Waiving the athletic ineligibility period due to open enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
We have basically a family that's open enrolling from a neighboring district, and one of the siblings is a high school age student, wants to participate in activities, in athletics specifically. Under Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls Union rules, kids who open enroll are typically ineligible for varsity competition for a period of 90 days unless both districts, both the sending and receiving district, waive that ineligibility period.
Mm-hmm.
So the sending district has already taken action to waive that, and this evening we recommended the board do likewise, and they did.
Okay.
So this young person is going to be joining us next year and will be eligible to compete.
Very good.
In athletics. And I think it's important to say that this young man is not coming to Red Oak to participate in athletics. This is not some ringer that we're bringing in.
Right.
It's just a kid that wants to participate.
Yeah.
And neither district saw the need to deny that. So there's nothing nefarious. There's no hidden agenda. It's just...
But that was approved unanimously.
Yes.
Fiscal year 2026 certified budget amendment. Again, to our conversation earlier, this was approved, about $600,000.
The board did approve that.
Class of 2026 list of graduates, 67 students and 4 virtual students was approved as well.
So this was a new year because we always approve our brick and mortar kids. This is the first year we've had a separate approval process for those Iowa virtual school kids, of which we have 4 graduates.
Yeah.
So now both of those groups, those recommendations are contingent on the kids actually following through and meeting all the district graduation requirements.
Important point, yeah.
So if they don't finish their business, they aren't necessarily graduating, but assuming they do, the board has approved them.
Okay. The district career and academic plan for the 26-27 school year approved unanimously.
Yep.
Per the conversation earlier. And the high school course handbook, you said there were very few changes.
Actually, we didn't make any changes this year, but we still like to have the board approve those, or approve the handbook. So they went ahead and approved the handbook, which exists essentially as it does during the current year.
Sure.
Thanks to Superintendent Ron Lorenz for his time and that information.